Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. This passage is referred to as the Beatitudes or the Sermon on the Mount. And verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If you're like me, your first thought might be, okay, wait a minute. What does poor in spirit mean? Aren't we supposed to be rich in spirit? Of all things, shouldn't our spirit be rich? But what he means here, really, you could substitute the word poor with humble. Blessed are the humble in spirit. And then the meaning begins to come alive, right? Blessed are those who are humble in their spirit. You know, it's when we come to God, we ought to, if we're where we God wants us to be, we should have a spirit of humility and of almost like a poor guy who's on the side of the road, who has nothing, who's lost everything, and just grateful for a meal, just grateful for, you know, anything. You know, but too often in our riches, we become, even if we don't realize it, and the scariest thing, what scares me is God, search my heart and know, you know, and reveal my heart to me, because, you know, it's so easy to think, I'm not proud, you know, and maybe we're the most proud, you know, and yet all along we think we're not, you know, maybe we use the right words, but God knows our heart. You know, are we arrogant about maybe our spiritual maturity, where we are with God? You know, it could be in so many areas, right? That we could be, you know, arrogant or proud or haughty, or, you know, but he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who are humble in their spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And don't we want it? For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That sounds great. Isn't that what we want? I'm like, I can't wait to get to heaven and to be with Jesus. And, you know, I want all the good things that he would have for me. And so, you know, God help me to, on this earth, to stay humble, humble in spirit, you know. And for me, I think about, again, the poor man on the side of the road. It's not hard, you know, or it appears that it wouldn't be hard for him to have, you know, a sense of humility when he receives that free meal, because after all, he had nothing. He's on the side of the road, right? So God help me have that. And I'll tell you, kind of, you know, an application for me today is we found a foreclosure, and it's a much bigger house than we were ever thinking about getting. And but, you know, our prayer before I put this offer in Chelsea and I just kind of sat down and prayed together, and just asking God, please don't give this to us if we would somehow, whether we realize it or not, become arrogant or get caught up in what we have, or rather than the giver, if our kids would all of a sudden have their identity caught up in this beautiful house that's, again, much bigger than we would have ever sought, but we might get it for an incredible deal. And if we did, but would it? Would we get caught up in stuff? Would our identity, would we encourage other people to, not that is anything wrong with good stuff or nice cars or big homes or nothing wrong with it. You know, God gives and God takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I think it's so hard. It says it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. You know, it's so easy to get caught up in things. It's so easy to be arrogant. So, oh God, help me. God, help us all. And let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to listen to other episodes, you can go to my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or to my blog at beacatalyst.com. God bless.